Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. I'm an attorney in Michigan, and I do videos about various topics to do with the law and being a consumer. And I recently did a video about, can a store force you to show a receipt before you leave? And I pointed out that there are club stores where you have to show it because it's part of your club membership. And then I said there's stores out there like Walmart where they might ask, but you don't have to show it to them. And I'm doing a follow-up on that because I got a surprisingly large number of comments from people who are simply wrong. And I'd like to point out to you that you are a sheep if you won't show your receipt at Walmart. If you shop at Walmart, buy something, and then refuse to show your receipt at the gate, you are the sheep. And what I'm getting at here is this. The video has, as of this moment, about 200,000 views. And among the commenters, and I've got thousands and thousands of commenters, 9 out of 10 of them are wrong. And by that I mean literally 90% of the comments say you shouldn't show your receipt at Walmart because by doing so, you're a sheep. And that's backwards. It's backwards. So I'm going to give you an example of a bunch of these things. Somebody said, what's so hard? Just show your receipt, right? Which makes sense. Someone else wrote, bleat. Someone else wrote, because F you, that's why. And they didn't spell F you. They actually said the word F you, big, all caps. Someone said, I skip it because it's usually a line. Someone said, being asked to see your receipt is technically calling you a shoplifter. And people feel it's disrespectful. And then someone else wrote, one step closer it gets until they are all up in your business. Every day the liberals, for the most part, try to control other people's behavior. And then someone else wrote, they only ask for the receipt when there's an unbagged item. And someone else wrote, who gives a F? So, you know, it does go back and forth, but overwhelmingly, it's more like this. Because F them, I've got places to be. And then someone else wrote, this isn't Nazi Germany. Someone else said, show your papers, Nazi Germany. Well, here's the funny thing. First of all, I have been accused, as well as Walmart and the other places that ask to see receipts, of being fascists, leftists, socialists, communists, and Nazis. And I've had several people say, Steve, and I've had people call me. People call my office, and I answer the phone, and they say, Steve, I want to talk to you about that video. And I know which video they're talking about. And they go, Steve, don't you understand? This is the beginning. This is the first step in the long march to socialism, to fascism, to Nazism, to communism, to leftism. You realize you can't march to all those places at once, right? They're in different directions. But beyond that, first of all, Nazi Germany did not get started because a store started asking for receipts, okay? The companies we're talking about here are private entities. But there's a bigger problem here. In the video, I specifically said, I don't shop at these stores. I didn't say why, but I said, I don't shop there. And yet, I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments from people go, Steve, if you shop there, don't show your receipt and teach them a lesson. Teach them a lesson. And I got news for you. Somehow, you're not understanding what's actually happening here, okay? So I'm going to walk you through the process to understand why you are the sheep if you won't show your receipt at Walmart, okay? So let's do the transaction. I'm going to use some props here to make this very, very clear. It's a $100 bill. Many people have seen this before. There's a reason for that. And we're going to call this a widget. This is actually a block of copper. Copper ingot from the Calumet and Hecla mine in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. But for our purposes, this is a widget that you can buy at Walmart. Okay, I'm just going to give Walmart as an example. So you get up this morning and say, I need to go buy a widget. I need a widget. I could shop many places for widgets, but widgets are cheaper at Walmart. So even though I know Walmart's got this offensive policy that is the first step in the long march towards Nazism, fascism, leftism, socialism, communism, and every other ism under the sun, I'm going to go there because they've got widgets that cost less than the widgets at the other places that don't have those hellaciously bad policies. So you go into Walmart and you walk up to the widget display and you see the widget and you go, that's the widget I want. And it is indeed marked less than the widgets at other stores. This is the exact same widget, but it costs less. It was probably made by, you know, slave labor in China. And there's probably all kinds of really weird trade imbalance problems being caused by the fact that it's being sold in America so cheaply. But hey, who cares? You saved a couple dollars on your widget. So you take the widget up to the cashier and it's the only thing you're buying today. And you hand the cashier the widget, and she looks at it, she scans it, boom, a price pops up. $100, exactly. So you pull out your $100 bill, and you hand it to her, and you say, there you go, ma'am. And she takes $100 bill, and she hands you a receipt. Okay? Now, you now have the receipt and the widget, which is now yours. Many people said, Steve, once you buy that widget, it's yours. You've got the right to do anything you want with that widget. And also, the receipt is yours. You own that receipt. They gave you that receipt. So you don't have to show the receipt to anybody if you don't want to. Okay? These are all my rights. They're all found in the Constitution. So what happens then is they walk towards the door where there's somebody checking receipts. And the person says, may I see your receipt? And you say, no. And I had people tell me, they say, not only would I tell them no, I'd tell them, if you touch me or if you ask me again, I'm going to blow your head off. I've had people say, I'm going to jam a Glock in his face and say, there's my answer. And I've had people give me all variety of things, including just no or F you, or I just keep walking. But I taught that guy a lesson, okay? Do you yet understand where I'm going with this? Who has your money? Walmart's got your money. Remember, you handed it to the cashier. Cashier's got your money. Walmart's got your money. You walked out the door and you taught the guy at the door a lesson because you don't want to start in that long march down the road to socialism, fascism, leftism, communism, or Nazism. But Walmart's got your money. You've got the widget. All that happened is you went into a store whose policies you disagree with and you gave them your money. You are a sheep. You're the sheep who doesn't understand what's happening. Have you ever heard the saying that if you're playing poker at a table full of people and you don't know who the sucker is, get up and leave because it's you, okay? So if you walked into Walmart with your money and you walked out without your money and you told the guy off at the door about his fascist request to see a receipt and you think you won that transaction, you don't understand how capitalism works, my friend. And that's the problem. You are the sheep because you're the one who's spending your money at the store whose policies you disagree with. And before you go all nuts on this, let me explain to you something. And you can do the research on this yourself if you want. But Walmart has people at the door for two purposes. One of them is a greeter. You walk in the door and a person says, hello, welcome to Walmart. That person is a greeter and all they do is say hello to you. Has it ever occurred to you that that person's not actually doing any work? There's a reason that that greeter exists. They've done studies and determined that if you simply have a person welcome you into a store, you are less likely to shoplift and you're more likely to treat the store better. Not guaranteed everyone will, and it doesn't stop shoplifting, but they've done studies and it is statistically significant enough to make it worth the while to pay one person minimum wage to stand there and say, hello, welcome to Walmart. The exact same thing is true of the person who's standing at the other door saying, may I see your receipt? Doesn't matter if you show them your receipt or not. It's not the first step towards the long walk towards leftism, socialism, Nazism, communism, or whatever, okay? The point is that that person standing there, they've done the study and discovered that if you have a person standing there asking for receipts, whether or not anybody shows them the receipt, it actually does cut down a little bit on shoplifting, a little bit. It's enough, again, to justify the paying of one person minimum wage to stand there and say, may I see your receipt? So when you walk past that person, they go, no, I'm not a communist, and I'm not a socialist, leftist, Nazi, or fascist. I don't believe in, you're eroding my constitutional rights, dude. Hey, ask me again, I'll stick a Glock in your face. He's being paid whether or not you show him the receipt. But Walmart's got your money. Walmart's got your money. And what's hilarious to me is that I specifically said in the video, I said, I don't shop at Walmart. I don't shop at any of these stores. One of the reasons I don't shop at them is it bugs me when people ask me for the receipt. Is it offensive to me to such an extent that I would threaten to kill the guy who made the video on YouTube? No, it's not that offensive to me. Is it so offensive to me that I threaten to kill the person for asking me? No. But is it offensive enough for me to know that it's there and to actually think, like, maybe I should shop somewhere else? Yeah, I shop somewhere else. So I'm the one who's shopping at the stores that don't ask to see the receipts. And you sheep who refuse to show your receipt at Walmart are at Walmart. That's how you have the ability to not show them your receipt. And the reason you have a receipt is because you gave them money. You paid them money. You are there at Walmart. I hate to tell you this. But the fact that you can't avoid going to Walmart, you still go there and give them your money. Again, who's winning in this transaction? Okay, so let's think about this now. There's Walmart, there's you, and there's people like me. I don't shop at Walmart. They don't get my money. There's you and there's Walmart. Who gets the money again? Oh, Walmart's got your money. Okay, and who is the sheep in this equation again? Me? I can't be the sheep. I'm not at Walmart. The people who are showing their receipts? Doesn't matter. The point is, they're no worse off than you are. Both of you gave your money to Walmart. So that's why, in my opinion, you're the sheep if you don't show your receipt at Walmart, because you're the one with the blinders on. You're the one who doesn't understand. You just gave your money to the people that you disagree with, and you think that you've won by telling off the person at the door that you're not going to show them the receipt. Questions or comments, put them below. I love reading them. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.